Ben, would you state your name, your date of birth, and your age at this date?
I'm Ben Henneke, just past his 95th birthday, May the 20th, 1914.
And where were you born?
St. Louis, Missouri.
Your parents' names?
Frank and Ruby Henneke, both of whom had wonderful genes, and I am the victim of them.
You went to elementary school where?
Horace Mann Elementary School. Horace Mann eventually became the only junior high school in Tulsa and had the only swimming pool. A matter of honor that I went to Horace.
And then your middle school and high school?
Well, I was kicked out of Pershing, and from Pershing I went to Holy Family High School.
Did you say you were kicked out or checked out?
Kicked out. I had difficulties with the curriculum, let us say. They told me I could not return until my mother came with me, and I knew that she had been through the third grade, so there was no point in that. So I didn't go back again, and then they eventually found out about it, and my mother found out about it. And we don't want to go through that, really. That's painful, physically as well as emotionally. So I went to another school. I went to Holy Family, and then I was kicked out of there. And so I wound up in the third grade in Lincoln School, and Lincoln held on to me, and one of my dearest memories is the principal of the school calling me up after I was elected president and saying to me how proud he was of me that I had been elected president of the University of Tulsa. And it brought fame to the school because they only had one other person who had ever achieved any celebrity, and he was a young man who had escaped the great prison that nobody could escape from. Help me out with a name.
Alcatraz.
Alcatraz. So I brought fame to the school.
Then you went to high school at
Central.
Tulsa Central. And then on to what university did you attend?
I went to the University of Tulsa. One of the luckiest things that could have happened to a person. The date is 1931, and it was an exceedingly good school because of the Depression. The teachers there who were good couldn't move on to another school because of the Depression, and there was no place paying salaries either. I didn't say better. I'm saying either. No school was paying salaries, and so you stayed where you were. And these very good teachers had a crop of students who also could go nowhere else. Those good teachers had these good students. And if you look at the graduating class of 1935, of which I was a member, you'll find very important members of the community, people like Dick Albert, who had his own company and developed fracking, the ability to bring oil out of a structure that wasn't willing to give it up, so you blasted it and it gave it up. The lawyer for Standard of New Jersey was a graduate of that class. Well, we had an unusually bright group.